I have a question here from Baba Tariq. He says, I'm so happy, me and my wife, to see you on Huda TV. And he says, I've converted to Islam. I'm from Puerto Rico, but I've married a woman from an Arab country. He says, how should a Muslim man treat his wife? And he's asking, according to the Quran and Sunnah, he said, especially in those very difficult times, when he's angry or tired with the kids, is he allowed to scream and yell at her? And if it's not... If he does this, is he forgiven for his action?
Well, I think we've done a full episode on the straight path by the title of the ideal husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that maybe it would add value if the brother watches it.
Mm-hmm.
Nevertheless, a good husband does not reach that level of shouting and rage.
Mm-hmm.
A good husband controls himself,
mm-hmm.
himself, and always remembers that he also has shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he is probably a fast-tempered person, mm-hmm. and that is why he is getting so flared up easily with his wife. But probably South Americans are all like this; they're hot-blooded people.
Mm-hmm.
Yet Islam transforms people, changes people. So no matter where you're from, Islam is
mm-hmm.
dominating you and making you change to the best. Not to the better,
mm.
but to the best.
Yeah.
And that is why, by becoming a practicing Muslim, Islam teaches you how to have excellent manners and how to control your anger and rage. Hypothetically speaking, you lost it.
Mm-hmm.
It so happened, and you just shouted, and you cursed, and you did things that 5 minutes later you came to regret. Are you forgiven? Well, if you did not sin, you don't have anything to fear. But if you said things that are wrong, this is up to Allah Azza wa Jal. You have to seek Allah's forgiveness. You have to repent. You have to feel deep remorse over the things that you have done.
Mm-hmm.
Because... And after all of that, you don't know. Maybe Allah will forgive you, maybe not.
Mm-hmm.
This is one part of it. The second part is, would your wife forgive you?
Mm-hmm.
Because you have sinned. What is between you and Allah is between you and Allah. But what is between you and your wife is the one who should forgive you. For example, if I steal money from someone, it's a sin between me and Allah. But the money belongs to someone. So even if I ask Allah for forgiveness and I repent, yet I don't return the money to its lawful owner, I'm still going to be punished for that on the day of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
So the part with you and your wife, you should seek her forgiveness. Probably, and women are by nature weak and forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
They're kinder than us men.
Mm-hmm.
And they're more soft and, mm-hmm. And tender. And they don't hold grudges. A sweet word from the husband makes the heart of his wife melt. So probably buy her some flowers, take her out for dinner, tell her, I'm weak.
Mm.
I'm this is my nature, and you know me, but I know that you are a better person and that you will forgive me, and inshallah she will forgive you.